Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Wednesday edition of Cash Flow. It's the 28th of May, 2008. Holy mackerel, are we on a pot of oil and not the $127 a barrel kind? No. The globalists, which our friend coming up here represents some of their interests just to see how well the shtick is working with us. South America is calling for a common currency. Get out the lawnmowers. Here comes the funny money. Here comes all the investment. Here comes all the wealth stealing and more debt and more slavery. Yes, here to report. Also, I caught Congressman Democrat out of Massachusetts. Folks, they're serious about this global warming thing. They're dead serious. Carbon tax, carbon credits, carbon this, carbon that. Oh, don't worry. We're all going to benefit off of this thing. No, even on Glenn Beck. Now, this recovering alcoholic on CNN, even he got it right. He said, you know, this global warming thing, I've got to question it because there's storms. There's another eye that popped up on Jupiter. Let me see. Neptune is going through some weird stuff. The Earth is warming up a little bit. He says, apparently, it's a tailpipe from the an SUV that's, well, humming along here on Earth, and there's just some exhaust leaks in the tailpipe, you know, at these various other planets, and, you know, it must be just leaky exhaust. It's the whole global scam and more control coming at us, folks. And these are our taskmasters that just know what's best for us, and they're going to manage us into oblivion. So I hope that we have a lively discussion on the show today. Yeah. There you are. I'm looking for round two with our globalist protector here.
I'm sure he'll be calling in shortly. And
no, we already have him. He's been listening.
Good.
He's been listening to him. I've been laying the trap, waiting for Mr. Neverett to come on board.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
folks, understand, I'm not adversarial here with Mr. Neverett. We did have a go around a couple of weeks ago, but that was just him probing to see what I was made of, and I think I passed the test.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. You can ask him questions. I think that's totally fair. Yeah. Go for it.
And I still wish it would quit working for the other side. Sharing the intelligence with us. Well, he's really not shared any intelligence with us, has he?
Well, he'll be able to answer that. We're going to find out right now.
Okay.
Hey, James. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm glad to be back, and have your way with me, John.
Oh, Bob, I don't know where to start or what would
no,
be...
No, go with what you want to know.
Okay.
Really, anything.
All right. My first question out of the box. Okay, now we've established you work for the Internationalist.
Yeah, and I'm actually the head of it.
Okay.
Pretty high up in it.
Pretty high up in it. And you're here to impart how they're doing it to us.
Yes, how I'm doing it to you.
That's how you're doing it to us. And, you know, a lot of people, Bob, don't necessarily think that's real funny because they've just about all done in.
You know, I know that.
Yeah, they've been manipulated and lied to. And well, you heard me during the first segment. I said that South America is coming up with a common currency.
Yes.
They're pushing full steam ahead here with the carbon tax stuff. You know, this is going to be a global thing. We're having the markets out there manipulated on oil. They're planning something really big. Can you give us any clues to when the sword, proverbial sword of Damocles, is really going to become real and slice our frickin' heads off?
Yeah.
Well, I have been saying that any dire prophecies, predictions, all of that has already happened. You remember me saying that? That the worst scenarios you could think of has already happened for a large number of the people on the planet. Okay? So that's why it's just like in a Hollywood movie where the, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington and all this tension happens, and finally the chairman of the board has to come out and talk to the people. You remember that kind of cliche in the Hollywood movies?
Oh, yeah.
There's a crisis, and the chairman's behind the scenes trying to manipulate it, but it gets so out of control he has to enter into the fray. Well, that's the way it's been with me, is that it's so bad that I had to show up at the front door and try to calm the people down. But it is not that simple about the calming process, since we're juggling four bodies, and the dire predictions have happened, and everything's disappeared in terms of communication. And that's why a lot of what we're hearing on the news is just an afterimage of making people feel tense about what could happen, because it's very hard for people to believe it already did happen. But if you actually hear the pain that you register through your network, like you said, people are really had enough. But yeah. They don't realize how much enough they've been having.
Well, yeah, they don't. Well, and the programs, and I think what you're saying here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, you're a pretty easy guy to read. I've found the code. I've finally broken you.
Good.
You're pretty easy to read, and basically what you've just said is, folks out there, if you heard the one shoe drop, don't wait for the second one. By that time, it's going to be too late. It's already in motion.
It's too late. That's why I had to enter into the fray, and I have said this many times on the show since January 16th that I'm as frustrated as everybody else, and I'm speaking as a chemical body here.
Yeah.
But we're using the TV and the ship landscapes here, and I'm trying to show how we juggle them, and we all should be aware of the juggling that we're doing here. And so I can be flippant about the death of the chemical body or the real collapse of it,
mm-hmm.
but that's because I'm kind of looking at the other bodies and seeing what they do and how they keep the illusion going.
Yeah.
And
well, and it's not even working, Bob. I mean, people.
I agree. It ain't working.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching, and anymore, because I've said years ago, folks, if you really understand what's driving the system, what's pulling the strings, you can turn down the sound on your television set. You can eliminate the distraction of the audio. And the distraction of the video, well, that's another thing that's been perfected. But you will now be able to sit down without hearing one word of audio. Just watch the pictures. And importantly, the information you're not being given, but look how your mind is trying to be molded. I said that over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, John, but
yeah.
I'm saying that the terms you use, look, that's visually biased. Watch how your mind is being molded. No, your mind's not being molded. It's been molded, and the molding has stopped, and the molders are in a crisis themselves. Now, the good news is that my team has fixed the economy on a global scale, but we're up against the memes of the TV landscape, like Al Gore's global warming and all that nonsense. We're up against the memes of the chip body, which is what's the latest program, the latest iPhone that's going to come
sure.
out that'll get the kids all involved with excitement mm-hmm. for a few weeks. We are fixing the chemical body monetary network and financial situation, but that is not what's going to happen
okay,
immediately
elaborate,
for the Americans.
Okay, Bob, elaborate on that because I know how the fix is going in. I
don't mean fix. Well, it is a kind of a fix,
it
but
is.
It's not a fix in terms of the old agenda, the
right.
grand design.
This is the brand new one. They're going to fix the old one to roll out the brand new one. I understand that. These listeners aren't stupid.
Well, I don't mean that the brand new one that you're saying, hey, we knew about this. We actually fixed it for the world, and that's really good news. But the communication of the fixing is the drama that we are engaged in. And one of the probes is to have me out here trying to describe what the fix is, not the rig bad fix, but the actual situation. You know, take the Nasara case. All right, we know about Nasara.
Right,
now,
Japan?
Most people don't
that was
believe
in Japan?
It. Beg your pardon?
Did that start in Japan, Bob?
No, Nasara started in 2000 with Bill Clinton. Remember, the farmers and everybody got together and said, constitutionally, we're owed this money. NESARA. Do you know that, John?
Yeah, and it's been so many years, Bob. Refresh. Just give us a thumbnail.
Well, the certain actions done back 15, 20 years ago exposed that the government, quote, the government, ripped off what was owed to farmers and a lot of basic workers in the American industrial structure. And it was passed in early 2000. That this money legally is owed to the people and is supposed to be released. And Bill Clinton was forced to sign that approval. What happened is the money was to be released at 10 o'clock September 11th, 2001. This is a legend. And, of course, an hour earlier, the world changed, supposedly. And so the Nasara money, the release to the people, was blocked. All right? That's the simple version of it. Well, Nasara, and many people now are waiting for it to happen. There are some websites that say Nasara is going to be released next week, 2 months. Well, Nasara is not going to happen. But the benefits to the people all around the world, the new kind of economy, basically taxing the virtual economy, not allowing the derivatives interval billionaires to do what they're doing with the nothing, that has been stopped. Now, it first will have the benefits in Asia and Africa and Russia. The United States and Britain aren't going to get the benefits for a long time because, in a way, they're being punished for what they did in 1987.
They're so far in the hole that it's going to take years and years and years to dig out of it.
Yes, it's not that. It's that the team...
So, wait, can we back up a second? What do you mean punished, and why are we being punished?
Well, the team that caused this problem, focused in the Android meme headquarters known as the White House since 1987, refused to give up and acknowledge this collective agreement that's happened among the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So they're a rogue element, and they've been cut off, so they have no power anymore. The approximation of the situation, not the exact details, is described on Chris Story's worldreports.org. He's pretty good at tracking the cutting off of SWIFT from the United States. The Federal Reserve cannot get money out of the United States to business offers or deals in the rest of the world. You guys have been isolated. That's the, in the sense, the drunk that the American people have been on inside the TV by the chip body has led to this virtual economy over the last 20 years, and it's being punished. Now, we're not blaming the people. That's why I'm out here explaining you need to understand why the geographical location known as the United States and Great Britain are going to have terrifically bad times right now. And if they could reach out and not become internationalists, but recognize that other parts of the world will interact with you on a one-to-one or non-American basis.
You mean like business used to be conducted, Bob?
Well, we're trying not to have it that way.
Yeah,
in the sense before the virtual economy, yes. Yeah. But even then, it was the American century, the American empire, the American hierarchy inherited since, technically, since 1920s, but officially after World War II. All right? That was the old establishment. That's disappeared. So we're not going back. We're actually setting up a whole new justified and fair economy as much as we can within the juggling of our bodies, which does cause chaos.
Okay, Bob, we're coming up on a break here in just a couple of minutes. But where is it written? Explain to me, and the justification, where is it written that, well, you know, we kind of created something that kind of went asunder, a few people got greedy, and now they're going to have to pay the penalty, which means about roughly 300 million Americans. They didn't ask for it, but they're
going to go down. Right?
Yeah, they certainly got their heads on a chopping block. But where is it written that these people have the authority, or who granted them the authority to do this?
Wealth.
Yes, I understand that. But the question goes, Bob, the question goes beyond the wealth. I understand the wealth. Who in the hell did God say, you people are now imbued with this great power? Where do they get their authority, and where do they get off?
Okay, their wealth, historically, or in terms of culture, a lot of people here in the United States who think the good life is owed to them by working hard and making it. The problem is that when you become super wealthy with the team that I'm talking about, they even cannot implement authority. So we're doing it behind the scenes as much as we recognize the financial wealth world or meme, because the whole world is wealthy under chip conditions in terms of what we can share in the Matrix. The Matrix is something that anybody can get involved in. And the Matrix is this globalization and democratization of wealth in terms of the brain receiving experience and thinking it's great, it's a new day and a different kind of content. The old form of wealth is not measurable and comparable to that. But people still think, and it's a Western meme, that if I do this work, then I'll have my own ranch, my own place, my own property, and I'll be protected.
All right, hang on to that.
With that meme.
Bob, hang on to that thought. And we're identifying who the powers that be are, that the attitude is that we're all children, and we need to be guided, we need to be instructed, we need to be told what to do, while still giving somewhat of an illusion that we're in control of our life, which we are not. In this country, nobody's been in control of their life, I think, since the Wild West days, especially since 1913, when the international bankster gangsters rolled into town.
Right.
We're talking with Bob Neverett here today. And Bob,
you've got some explaining to do, Bob.
Hey, Lucy. you got some explaining to do.
Okay, did you get the point here? Is that what we think is wealth and power does not apply when the chip landscape comes in. It's the most democratic form of wealth generation that's ever happened in the history of humanity. But people still think they are are unique, that they're creative, that if they do hard work, that they'll get a position of, quote, isolation and property and ownership and respect. That's a meme that really was developed since the printing press. In the feudal times, they were, quote, communistic. Everybody shared the same situation. There was a hierarchy due to the stirrup and the horse and the knight in shining armor. The whole feudal system came in with the stirrup, and then they had to have the local people be the ironsmiths and the molders of steel to build the knight's armor or tank, okay? Then when the printing press came in and other technologies like gunpowder brought in from China, that created the mercantilist, which later became the capitalist. We can look at the capitalist economy as a product of the industrial phase, the steamship and railways. And, of course, that's the robber barons, the huge egos, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies that acquired nominally incredible statistic wealth. And then they set up the Federal Reserve and all that stuff in 1913. But now, what is wealth? I mean, we can share experience through our electronic media, and that for the brain takes up time. That's distraction. Nothing wrong with distraction, but it does give you a sense of experiencing something new. So it's physical. So what would be the reason to, if you were a Carnegie, like take Bill Gates, what did he do? He created a museum. I think he has all of Leonardo da Vinci's archives in his special museum. It's very modern and high-tech. Paul Allen, you know, one of his associates, created the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What are they doing to be unique? They are doing these obsolete things of collecting old artifactual cultural creations. Whereas today, me here, chairman of the board, I like listening to TV, watching things, and engaging in internet and email, and sharing the wealth and talking to people. That's fun. Yet I'm no different than anybody else on that level.
On that level.
That's
but
right,
what we have done here, Bob, is anything. I mean, is there any Mozarts or Beethovens anymore? Is there any more Da Vinci's? Are there any more Monets? No. Because along in this process, the old had to be getting rid of. The old craftsmanship, if you will. And yes, we're in that cyber world now. We're in that chip world where everything is delivered to us like
and it's wealth. I mean, there's no Mozart making.
But wait a minute. When you talk about wealth, it is not for us, the serfs out here.
What do you mean? You're on the internet. We're all on the internet.
No. When I'm speaking about wealth, I'm talking in terms of those who control the flow of the cyber dollars, that control
and
manipulate entire
John.
Nations.
John, that collapsed 2 or 3 years ago. A good symptom of that was Enron. Here was a guy, Ken Lay,
that didn't
he was
collapse.
In charge of everything.
That didn't look, Bob. Come on, don't insult my intelligence here. Because
well, wait a minute, I'm not insulting your intelligence, but I am pointing out something that you don't know. If you can't understand it, is that the chip landscape can't be owned, bought, or stolen. What you do have is the meme of quote money and property, intellectual property, and ownership, which is an illusion, not a.
I know that. My co-host knows that. We are living in an illusion.
No, it's not an illusion in terms of unreal. It's just that are you going to convince your people or your audience and anybody else that's listening in other networks that the meme of ownership, like Oprah, thinks she's worth $400 billion, $400 million, whatever it is, and it is nothing compared to what the average person on welfare can experience. Oprah has to produce a show every day. She has to specialize in that. That's not as wealthy as someone can channel jump and experience other things on the internet, on the media.
But there's one little difference here. Oprah can put her big fat can on her private jet and
she can eat.
And she can eat till her heart's content and fly down to Maui for the weekend.
Yes.
The person that's sitting there flipping through the internet or the channels for the entertainment it's provided ends up with nothing, not even the crumbs, not even the crumbs from the.
You're not listening to my response.
Okay,
we'll
get it after the break, Bob.
I wanted to make sure you get your question answered, and I want an answer to the question too. But I think, Bob, this is the question: who has the right, and why do they have the right, the powers that be, to determine the destiny and influence? Let's just call it Americans.
There you go.
Well, the last person to influence the destiny of people is the people who invented the internet. and that includes Vint Cerf, I guess you could say Jim Clark and Netscape, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. They create an environment that nobody can control, yet it actually gives wealth in terms of experience, information and entertainment and data being experienced to everybody. And that finally crystallized about 3 years ago, and the meme of personal ownership and control and power disappeared. So when you talk about Oprah, let me just address what you said. Oprah can go to Malibu? Yeah, a lot of traffic jams there. Okay, she can eat food all she wants, get cancer from the food, and whatever else. And then the harassment of whoever showed up on her show and turned out to be a fraud, she has to deal with that. The humiliation, embarrassment, and anxiety of being the executive today is not worth it. Now, the people who are, quote, on welfare are not doing well, but are engaged in the information environment to distract themselves when they don't realize it is something that they're experiencing, and it's and if you took it away from them, then they realize the experience and they demand it back. They need to be updated on how to refine their lifestyle with better food and things like that. So you actually can vote in terms of how you consume and what products you advocate. That is the way. That's really democracy
and,
now.
And you're trying to equate that with power, personal power.
Yeah, how you survive in this situation.
Now you just hit upon it. How you survive in this situation that has been molded not by my hand, not by the consensus of the supposed governed, but we're supposed to deal with what's been handed us.
That's right.
Yeah,
and,
bullshit.
And we could blame Mr. Rockefeller for funding armies to take over the Middle East in World War II, and then he exploited that, but all of that disappeared in the 80s. He doesn't have that kind of power anymore. Nobody has power. This is what you got to realize, John.
Whoa. Let's back down here a second, and my apologies. Usually I say bull, capital S with a hit, so my apologies to the family
FTC
program.
They don't care.
we're not governed by the FTC at any rate, but we do have licensed AM and FM programming that's running out there, and we do apologize from the owner's heart. But I think you got my message here. Bull, okay? Bob.
What is it? That's what I'm going to keep trying to get you to perceive.
No, you're going to try to get me to believe
point.
It.
What?
You're going to try to get me to believe it. Look, we know the game here. What you're doing is just filling in the detail. But we're going to keep coming back to that same question. You're trying to pawn off to me that this is how life is given to you, my son, and you're going to deal with it or you're going to die. And I am telling you, my friend, go stick it in your ear and your cronies.
You try to get your son off the internet. You try to get your son involved, whatever he's in that you don't approve of. You personally try to do that. That's what we're talking about here. You do not control your kids anymore. You do not control their perceptions. And the authorities don't control the unions. And the unions don't control management. Everybody's in a state of chaos because you can't get a focal point, a fulcrum of control. So what happened is a group of us did organize the books of finance, an ancient medium, not a measure of wealth anymore. I'll stop and let you respond to that.
There's nothing I can add to that because what you said, it is correct, but I keep going back.
You go back to the meme, the cultural meme.
No, I'm not going back to the cultural meme. I'm going back to life, damn it.
Oh,
I am talking. Listen, shut up
today?
A second and let me respond, Bob.
I did.
Do me a favor.
You say you're going back.
Pull him down. Pull him down, damn it. I am going to respond to you. Again, we go back to the same question. What you're trying to hand me is the accidental view of history. All this stuff just happened to take place. There is no agenda, but here's the new agenda, and you're going to have to deal with it. Our question again is who has the right and the moral authority to do so? You respond to that, sir.
The old agenda was there, called the Illuminatus, the grand design, but that got canceled in the 90s. That's the amazing breakthrough because
really?
Nobody could implement it.
Really? So there's not going to be any global order. South America is not going to adopt a common currency. There's
That's
not
right.
going to be any
That's
North
right.
American Union.
That's right, John.
Horse
they
manure.
Remember the phrase, a tactile economy, which means that you can't implement anything to precision conclusion. They will try it. It will fail.
Okay.
Everything has failed since 1987.
You haven't told your bosses this, have you?
Beg your pardon?
You haven't told your bosses this, have you?
I am my boss. That's
uh-huh.
the situation. I mean,
No, you're working for somebody.
I'm working with, not for. You can't. You can't work for anybody anymore. You're working for the environment and help doing it. And
James,
you
can jump in here anytime, my friend.
Okay.
Because I'm about
great
three
talk
seconds.
Radio.
Yes.
Live.
Well, that means you're learning, John. If you're getting frustrated, that's good.
No.
I'm willing to keep reacting and responding to what you're saying. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to make a point here. I'm trying to get us to understand the process of conversation, which is a metaphor for the process of the tactile economy.
Okay, I think what John's saying is the infrastructure and the global planning as we've seen it by the trends that are going on right now that we hear about every day from people, that is where he's at and that's where he sees that going. And neither myself nor John have an inside track on what's going on globally. We can only check it out from the various news groups or hear what you say and so forth. But you're saying that the interaction with the electrical environment, now that there's a digital comm and so forth, the global elite have failed because of the Android meme coming in and screwing up the plans because everybody's at the same place at the same time, and information now is free to all. Is that correct or anywhere close?
And it's obsolete. Any information's obsolete. That's why any data...
Explain obsolete.
Obsolete means it has no staying power.
Okay, because something else takes over, and we have ADD for everything.
Take the economy. Take Wall Street the last 6 months. It's gone to depression levels. It's gone to recession levels. Gone back up to abundance and back to recession, up to abundance. Today, if you look in the headlines, you Google what's happening in Wall Street market. Some will say Wall Street investors recover. Other headlines say, no, it looks
but
really bad.
But that's the Punch and Judy show. That's for public consumption. We're
no,
beyond.
No, no.
Whoa.
Public consumption. But who's creating that consumption and the information is a million people, a million blogospheres, a million networks.
No. Bob, come on.
No, Joe. That's what we're talking about.
Bob, that's what you're talking about. I'll tell you what. Let somebody else talk here for a second. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Bob, you're very intelligent, but you're not quite presenting everything properly. We operate as human beings at three levels, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual, which is considered the emotional level. Everybody's operating from their emotions in some way. So all your explanations are fine for the mental level, the ethereal level, but at the physical level, which is still reality, Bob, that's where the buck stops, at the physical level. Somebody controls the hardware that gets the print and presses going. Somebody controls the electricity so the print and presses can run. Those owners all pyramid to the top of the same elites that have been running the show for a long, long time. And
Hold on, let him finish.
We're advancing with technology, pursuing the ethereal level of information exchanges, but we're physical beings still, and everything ends up at the physical level. We either are being controlled by somebody, or we are possessing ultimate freedom where we have no restrictions over our activities. And so you can't deny that.
I'll deny it in this sense. Do you think that this medium we're using is not physical?
That's what I'm saying. It's physical at the hardware level, and somebody owns that. Who owns all that stuff?
We're
coming out of the military-industrial complex.
Okay, you said we do, Bob. Finish that thought.
Pension fund socialism. The pension funds for major companies, institutions all over the United States are the majority owners of Wall Street and the companies. And who are they? Those are the working people. Now, they don't own it. As long as you have the meme of ownership, ultimately they don't own it. Neither does the Illuminati that was there before the pension fund, quote, socialism. You have to understand you cannot own, sell, or buy the electrical environment. So the physical definitions of what we are have changed, and this caller is bringing up the bias of thinking that the physical is his body, the chemical body. It's not that anymore, and therefore the effect of environment.
No, Bob, what he's saying, man does not speak with forked tongue. Michael in New York does not speak with forked tongue because we're hanging on to what you're trying to make us believe that we have lost control of, and I'm telling you, you're wrong. I am telling you, you're dead wrong.
And John, if I may also say, guys, that Bob,
you're not wrong.
Yes, we are physical beings as well as spiritual beings, and we have a mental capacity, and so we're all three in one. Now, Bob, if you're not a physical body, then I guess you're not eating or drinking every day.
I don't do much of it. I live healthy, which means less
consumption. I do too, but I still have an intake because I have a physical body.
Okay,
but
now hold on,
where
guys.
Are you going to get that food from?
Hold on, Bob. Hold on, Michael. What I'm hearing being said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, that the old paradigm, the old Illuminists, they're all died off. We have a new shift here. It's the cyber that everybody benefits from, and it's the information. And what Michael is saying, who's got their hand on a switch? Who's got the control of the diet, the prepackaged, pre-digested diet that we're being shoved? And you absolutely understand why this network is vitally important. Otherwise, you wouldn't be wasting your time on it. Now, some people, Bob, are doubting your motives for doing so. It's maybe an hour a week just to get some giddy ha-has and to get some feedback on how these a-holes here in America are actually thinking. And I am telling you, and I don't know if you've ever thought that I would ever say this on air, but what makes you think that you and your people are bulletproof? What
well, we
makes
know that.
You think... You
we know
what?
We're bulletproof.
You do,
and
do you?
We ultimately can't deny
you,
the
you
hand
do,
of
do you?
The Creator.
No, that's because you've never had an organized move against you and your people.
I'll tell you, John, we have organized moves constantly. Secret Surfers agents think they're smart. They take over, try to knock off who they're guarding. This is, you can go back to Mae Brussels tapes, or Dr. Beter, or even the Executive Intelligence Review. They tally the deaths, the bodies that happen and materialize and are byproducts of this war among people that's now presently documented on worldreports.org. The war is constantly going on of people who think there's a fulcrum of control. We let them rush in, and they always end up shooting themselves.
No.
That's
this,
the funny thing.
No, that's not the funny thing, because what you don't realize is people have caught on to the game. You're not understanding.
I'm trying to tell you they haven't caught on to the level of sophistication.
Not the people
over.
That are talking on the air. I am talking about the silent ones waiting in the shadows. Those are the people that I am talking about.
Right.
And you're in denial that they even exist, and you're telling me you're bulletproof, and I'm telling you, I'll say it once again, you are dead wrong.
No, there are people, I seem to be bulletproof. I put up with these battles for over 40 years and have survived. Of course, I may get shot in the future, but I understand the situation and why people go for the wrong source of power that they think is there to be toppled. I'm telling you, you don't even know how to see where the power is. You're shooting at the wrong people, and it's often like Reservoir Dogs. People end up, who are trying to take over, shooting each other.
I think you're underestimating the people that I know. They're not going to come on this broadcast. You'll never hear a peep from them. You will never see them display their hand. Do you ever play poker? Do you sit there and you show your hand to somebody if you're trying to bluff them or if you want them to go all in? You're not going to give them any clues. You're not going to give them any tells. You're not going to say anything.
Yeah, but everything's under surveillance. Totally X-rayed, John.
That's, again, where you're wrong. You don't
wait a minute.
It.
Wait.
You don't be right, John.
Satellite surveillance. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Surveillance?
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
The surveillance of everybody.
They can take a few pictures.
Well, gentlemen, that's just more of a contradiction from Bob, because, Bob, now you're admitting there's a controlling mechanism surveilling everybody.
No, there's people employed to do surveillance, and they think they're surveilling headquarters.
Who's employing them, Bob?
The technology. The means.
But go a little bit further, Bob. Go a little bit further.
What human they're talking about.
That's
who's
right.
Doing the orders.
Yes.
That's right, at the physical level.
That's right.
There's all kinds of managements all over the place. John's got a management in his own
But there's
network.
Only one owner, Bob, only one boss at the top.
No, there's a committee at the
there
top.
There is a committee.
And the committee is not at the top.
That's true. It's a group. It's a family. It's a cartel. It's a cabal.
It's
See,
a cabal.
That's true.
But yeah. It does not have the power that you're thinking that old power used to have.
Whoever owns the money, Bob, has the physical power.
No. You own the money. You believe the money is a means of communication.
Okay.
Right. You believe in the meme of...
See, Bob, that's where you're just missing it, Bob. We don't own the money in the United States. Foreigners
Michael,
own our money.
Michael,
oh, that's true.
You're missing,
now you're right.
You're
See, now you're getting accurate.
You're missing the point here with Mr. Neverett. He's here to try to sell the new reality, and what we're doing is telling him, no, no, we know what's real. We know what happens between birth and death. We understand. We understand. We understand the value of human life. We understand what the true value of it is, and that no man owns any part of anybody else's life unless he's willing to contract it away. And I am telling you,
the means of communication own us.
That means the machines you're talking about?
Communication. English owns us here in this culture.
Not, Bob, that's really not really, you know, accurate way to portray the system we're trapped in and how it's being manipulated over us. Of course, we speak a language and everything, but again, that's a physical thing, Bob. You see,
right.
It's always coming back to
I
the
agree.
Physical because we're physical.
I agree. So much of what you guys are saying that I agree with and represent those values, yet I'm trying to tell you what we're up against.
We know that. We know.
Of.
It's a cartel,
we don't
Bob.
Want to recognize it.
No,
it's a cartel.
Michael,
Bob.
Michael, hold on a second. Michael, hold on. What he's here to try to convince us of, that there is benefit to the control that's been put in. That we're to eat the crumbs off of the master's table. What he's arguing for is that there's benefit for all here. And we're supposed to buy into this. And we're not. And he's telling us it's way past that. And it's out of your hands. It's out of your control. The Achilles heel is their arrogance that will be their undoing. We'll be right back. Just as Julius Caesar had total surveillance over all that happened within his little kingdom, oh, there was that little story of the Ides of March. The one thing,
okay.
The one thing that I can say, James, here, uh-huh. is that these people that we're discussing here, they have no honor. There is an association. There's an amalgamation. But the one thing that is their Achilles heel, aside from their arrogance, is that they really do eat their young.
Okay, I got one question for Bob, and I think hopefully everybody that'll listen, including you, John, and everybody else, will agree to this fact. As long as there's technology, anybody with enough sophistication and ability that has a computer can go in and steal in a virtual economy money from anywhere in the world. I know the only reason that I'm on this and have wanted to discuss this over and over again because I know with the digital economy and the illusion of money that we have, I've experienced personally because I've had my bank account hacked into. And if my bank account could be hacked into, that means any accounts could be hacked into. And if that's the case, nobody can keep track of the money anywhere because it's disappeared. Yes or no?
That's exactly it, and the hacking started 20 years ago. Remember the day before September 11th, the Pentagon announced that it was missing like $2.3 trillion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happened up till that point. Since Enron, which was later in 2001, 2002, the hackers who stole the trillions got hacked, and it canceled each other out, so by 2005, nobody had anything to hack. That is the irony, the joke. You could say the Creator created on us. And so a committee had to form, says, well, we supposedly have all the gold and all the credit and all this stuff. And people believe in this stuff. And they're buying gold because they believe it. So in the terms of the meme of we own all this gold, then we will pretend that we're in charge. And we won't bring in a post and retrieve the pre-digital situation. But we know we're marginalized and that the digital cancellation continues for all of us. That's the point here. So we had to go public and talk about it. It's going to take a while for people to believe that there is no spirituality. There is no physicality. There's no emotion in the chip body.
In the machines. It's unbiased.
Yes, in the machine.
It's unbiased.
In the machine.
Okay. All right. So everybody is listening and goes, oh, you didn't hear any spirit, blah, 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 and he doesn't believe in God. Blah, blah, blah. That's not true.
That's
the machines, people, listen to what he's saying about the machines. I can tell you from all the people that have called in here that you guys got tons of debt and everything. You know what? You know it doesn't exist. You've talked about it with this John here, but you, what you haven't discussed yet is that your identities have also been stolen, and there's been people that have had their money hacked into in accounts that have accumulated debt on their credit cards, which has not really come out public anywhere that I've seen, but I've heard it because I've talked about it with people, and has occurred. So the machines do and are interactive with everybody. So it is an issue. That I know for sure. Everything else, I don't know. But that I do know because I've experienced it firsthand.
I know one thing. I am because I say I am. And I'm not going to have anybody convince me otherwise. And that's where the
failure...
What
is it, the I that is the M?
That...
I'm trying to be clever here. I'm trying to say, what's your image of yourself? What is the image that is the I?
And it wasn't created out of your matrix, my friend.
No,
that's what I've rediscovered at the age of 55. Actually, before that, I am not a product of your creation. That's what you seem to not understand.
It's not my creation, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your associates or the people you work with?
No, the environment that Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Vince Cerf and Jim Clark created.
Uh-huh.
If you want to say, and they build on previous knowledge.
All right, Bob, we've got to say goodbye for today. I hope you're going to be back next Wednesday because it's now starting to get interesting.
Yeah, okay, let's leave at this point and stay on it and continue.
All righty, sir, thank you.
Okay.
All right, everybody, have a great day.
Hey, James?
Yes.
Just in case somebody wants to get out of that debt that doesn't exist, how the hell do they do it?
Yeah, sure. Give me an email at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com or give me a call at 877-331-0626. Everybody have a great day, too.